Hallelujah. We shall wait upon you, our Abba. Everything we desire is in your shield, the living power of your Torah. And so we delight this Shabbat. We shall have wonderful Shabbat for us in the comfort of your Torah. Teach us today, Yahweh. We pray that you will touch your manservant, that he will speak with clarity and understanding, and that the ears of the hearers may hear, and that your word will not go out and return unto you void. We ask it all in the most precious, the most magnanimous name of Yeshua the Lamb. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, Shabbat Shalom. Baruch Haba. Blessed is he that is coming. Come, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yabaraki, you may be seated. Blessed is he that is coming. Yeshua is coming. He is coming for the prominent seed of Israel. And so we have much to rejoice about this day. Much to sing of the wonderful excellence of Almighty Yahweh. I will sing. I will express the magnificent power that is revealed unto Israel at the revelation of his HaMashiach. And so it is a blessed thing to know Yah today, that our sins do not bind us. Yeshua has brought us that deliverance. He is the Yoshak. He is the Redeemer. He is the Deliverer. He is the one that sets apart. He is the one that elects by the calling and the purpose of Yah. We may walk in the redemptive power of Almighty Yahweh. Israel must walk in the strength, the might of the living Torah of Yahweh. That is our Mishra. That is what governs us, our character, our minds, our walk, our desire, our purpose. It must be governed. We know how erratic our attitudes can become. We know what kind of mindset that if we allow our own imaginations to control us, we would be a mess. We have already messed up. And so Yah must restore Israel back to the place of prominence that he intended from the beginning. He called us a special people. Yet we do not show forth the speciality or the specialty of his fruits. The fruit of Yah, they are not like religious fruit. It is one thing in the marketplace when you buy the specialties, it costs more. You purchase them at a premium. And so it is with the fruit of Yah, you must give all to acquire, to ascertain the fruits of Almighty Yahweh. That is given by his Ruach. And that is the power of Yah to sow the seed and to cause the seed to yield forth fruits. We must be fruit bearers. We must bear the fruit of light, which is the revelation of Yeshua the Lamb. And if it's anything else, then it is the false, presumptuous, religious areoke that produced nothing but death and separation from Almighty Yahweh. And that is what the world has done in a magnificent way. Has seduced the minds of the people. Draw them under this disillusion and this illusion that they believe that they are right. We must be right according to the Torah. That's why Yeshua could not come any other way but according to the Torah. And if he is anything else, then he is a false deceiver. He is just like all of the anti-messiahs that have come. He do not bear the markings of Almighty Yah. And in order for his legitimacy to be established, he must bear the markings according to the Torah. It's not according to Christendom. It is not according to some kind of religious identity. But he must bear the character and the characteristics according to Torah. And if it's not, he is a deceiver and a liar. He is not the deceiver. He is the Emet, the truth, the Omein. The assurance, the imuna, the faithfulness of Almighty Yahweh. I want to begin as we began last week. Because he asked, well, I do want to finish this series today. I may not, but I will give it a great attempt to do so. Because there is so much. I simply can shine the lights in the path. And that light is the revelation of Yahshua. He is that revelation of Yah. And then you can walk clearly in the path, in the way or in the ruach of understanding. Whereby the fear of Yah will begin to permeate the inward parts. And once you begin to establish that kind of mindset, only then will you be able to hear what the ruach of Yah speaks unto Israel. So I want to begin again in Yochanan. John chapter 14 verse 6. As Yahshua spoke unto Thomas, he said unto Thomas, I am the way, I am the derech, I am the way to Yah, I am the path, I am the way that bring men unto Yah. He says, I am the derech, I am the emet, I am the truth, I am the Torah. For we know that the Sodiq of Yah is from everlasting to everlasting, and his Torah is the emet, it is the truth. There is no other truth. There is no other truth that can be declared but the Torah of Yah. The Baptist way is the way of deception and lies. The Methodist, the Pentecostal, the Apostolic, they're lies. They're pathways that brings death and that destroys the mind of man, whereby there is no identity with the Torah of Yah. And that's what the religious traditions have done. They have destroyed the very identity of Islam Mashiach. And we are walking in traditions of men that make void the word of Yah. And Yahshua said, I am the derech, I am the way, I am the emet, I am the Torah of Yah. And then profoundly he speaks, I am the high, I am the higher, the life. And no man comes unto the Abba but by me. In a darkened generation that we are in, we need light, brothers and sisters. There must be light. And if there is no light, then woe unto us. Yahshua says that I am this enlightenment. I am the power of the enlightenment of the Torah. For I am the visibility of the working of Torah and the power of Torah revealed unto the house of Israel. You have complained. You have gone aside. You have walked after every kind of God there is. And Yahweh says, I call you back unto my bosom of faithfulness. As I am to you, you must be faithful unto me. Now, if Yahshua says that he is the high or the higher, the life of Yah, then he must bear witness according to the Torah. He is a high Kohen after the order of Melchizedek. Is that so? And if that's so, then he must bear the garments of the high Kohen. It is one thing about us, brothers and sisters, we read, but we do not read. We must establish that first, all right? I want to begin here. Turn with me quickly. I want to begin in scripture. It says in Devarim. In Devarim. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 8. It's amazing that when we read things, because of the laziness of the mind of man, we do not explore it beyond our inability to enunciate it. And if we cannot enunciate it, speak it, then it's not relevant unto us. That is how the enemy has dumbed us down. That's how he has reduced us. But this is what the word of Yah says here in Devarim, Deuteronomy 33 and verse 8. The blessings of Yah were poured out or given unto the sons of Jacob. It says this unto Levi. He was one Yahshua that came out of the order of Melchizedek. He came out of that order. And we know, hold that now, we know the scripture says in Bereshit, in Genesis 14 and verse 18. It says, and Melchizedek, king of Solomon, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the Kohen after the Most high. And he blessed him and said, bless me, Ephraim. He blessed Ephraim, the Most High, possessor of Hashemayim, the heavens, and the earth. Now he did Melchizedek, that Abraham, out of him shall the blessings of the Esha of Yah flow unto the nations. They shall flow from Abraham. And so the power of that blessings had to come from the mouth of the Kohen. And Melchizedek, he was the one of the Kohen of the Most High Yahweh. And he spoke unto Abraham, there is no way that Yeshua can speak the blessings of life unto Israel unless he bear the garment of Melchizedek. And there is a garment of Melchizedek that he bears, and it is represented by what the word of Yah says is represented by. Now go back to Devarim 33:8. I know we read, but we don't have patience to explore things, to understand the depths of what is in the book. That's why Yah ordains, he established, he pour out of his rock, he give gifts unto men, that they may declare the power of his imat, his truth. Not everyone is gifted to do that. Not everyone has the gift of healing. Not everyone has the gift of interpretation. Not everyone has the gift of prophecy. Yet because of this damnable teachings that we have learned under the guise of this Jezebel whore, that we all think that we can esteem ourselves and lift ourselves above higher than what the word of Yah says. And that's the mind of this generation. It cannot hear. Yah says he gives raha men after his own love, and they will teach you knowledge and understanding of his truth. Now look what scripture says in Devarim. I will carry this through, all right? Hallelujah. It says in Devarim chapter 33 and verse 8. Yaakov says unto Levi, unto Levi. Do you hear that? Yeshua came after the order of Melchizedek. I will bear witness to that in scripture, all right? He says unto Levi. Unto you, Levi. Unto Levi. He says, now listen to this. He says, let your Tomi. I know we see that. It does not register in our minds. Is the word of Yahweh perfect? Was Yahshua perfect? And that is what the Tomi is. It is the perfect mind. It is the perfect discipline of Almighty Yah. That's why the Levi could not walk as other men. Their actions could not be like the tribe of Reuben. It cannot be like the tribe of Issachar, for they were the ones that were entrusted with the very throne of worship of Yah. And so that's what Yahshua is going to restore unto Yah. He's going to restore the pure worship, as he said to the Syrophoenician woman, that Yah, the one, the Mosha, he seek those that worship Ashahahim in Ruah, in spirit, and in the power of Torah, in Imats. The Torah teaches us how to worship. You cannot worship Yah with this quiet type of corrupt spirit. There must be a noise. You must sing. You must shout. You must play the timbrel. You allow the enemy to rape your puny mind. He will rape you like one rapes one. He says unto Levi, he says, I want you to allow your Tomi, the stone of perfection. Now, is not Yahshua the stone that the builders rejected? Now, that's what the Tomi was in the vesta of the Levi. It was the stone of perfection. It was that reminder that showed them the brilliancy of the oracle of the knowledge of Yah. It reminded them. So he said, let your Tomi, let your perfection. That's what Yah says. Hallelujah. We're going to find out if this one that declares that he is the living word of Yah, is this a false assumption? One that has arisen out of the mayhem of debacle and such miseries that he raises himself up and declares that he is the Most High assurance unto the lost house of Israel. Now the word of Yah must bear witness with him. His character must be predicated beginning in the Torah. It must be there. So he says, let your Tomi, the stone, Yahshua is this Tomi in Israel. Is he not the Tomi in the breast of Israel? Is he not the Tomi of the stone that is in your heart that brings about the perfect order of the Torah of Yah? Was that not the responsibility of Levi, the tribe, to bring about the perfect mandate of the order of the Torah of Yah? Sure it was. We've seen these false corrupt men raise themselves up out of a religious harlotry spirit, and they seek to persuade men, they being blind, to follow their damnable, hellish, pernicious ways that lead men unto the gates of hell, unto the grips of the powers of darkness. So it must be that Yahshua, he must have possessed the Tomi, and if he did, scripture would bear witness in the Torah and in the renewed covenant. Is that so? Yeah. It is so. So he said, let your Tomi, let this stone, let this stone that is in your breast, let this decision of Yah that he has determined for Levi, let it be the brightness of the revelation that shine forth from the inward parts, that you will know that it is Yahweh. That's what the Tomi is. I remember preaching this about 5 years ago on the broadcast. I preach on just that. The Tomi and the Urim. Well, I knew the people did not hear it. I knew they did not understand it. Because we are a people that is very easily to be lulled. And the reason we're easily to be lulled because we are always trying to exalt and to esteem ourselves. As scripture tells you to esteem others more highly than yourself. Everyone do not possess the gift to speak as an orator of Yah. And that's just the truth. Hallelujah. Everyone can minister the word of Yah to oneself. I can be a strength unto one another. But Yah has given gifts unto men. That's what he has done. Melchizedek, he was a Kohen after the order of the Most High. These men are priests after the order of this unscrupulous spirit of hell that raises them up, and they see things through this prism of corruption, their identity, their position, but that is not so. We can only look through the prism and interpret things by the Torah of Yah. He said, I want your Tomi and your Urim, be with your Kadosh Ichad, or Kadosh one, your Urim. And that Urim is the light. There was a light that the Kohen kept in his pouch. It was the burning light of the auger of the word of Yah. And that's what the word of Yah was. It is a brilliant light that burns. In the metaphoric sense, we have this light, Yahshua, that burns in our inward parts. Now these were the precious things that the Kohen must bear. That Levi must possess. And if Yahshua came not in the order of Melchizedek to bless the seed of Israel, then he must bear this in his bosom. Yeah. The man of Yah must bear it. Yeah. It's time out for these superficial deceivers. Yeah. Hallelujah. No, you don't learn this from the way of books. You learn this by the leading of the Ruach. As you see what the word of Yah says, he will open up things to those. Did he open up the Torah to Moshe? Yet he gave it to people and they could not understand. Did he open up the visions unto Hezekiah? Yet he also opened up them unto Kepha and to Shaul. And yet the masses could not see that. That is the deception from hell that this wicked Jezebel Christendom teach the people. That's why there is no honor for those that have authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I want your Urim, this light of the breastplate. And this light was used to determine whether I do or make a decision according to the direction of Almighty Yahweh. And when this Orim, Yahshua, is the light of our press, He will let us know whether we're doing things according to the Torah that is in the inward parts, or your tradition, deceptions, and lies. You think Yah put this here for us to omit this? I was sitting at my desk this morning, and Yah reminded, He turned my lamp to the scripture. He did not, this was not the character of the Levi or the Levites without significance. It has grave significance to you, Israel. That's why you must hear. Hallelujah. That's why we must pray that Yah raise up a noble, a man of strength and character to declare unto Israel, no, it's not you, unto Israel, the pure and the perfect order of Almighty Yah. We need that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's my cry. Send the Nobi Yah. Send the mighty prophets. Hallelujah. Yeah. There's a young man there in Modesto, California. He calls me. He texts me. And I've never texted but one message all my life. Do you understand? He's a beautiful young brother. Has a tremendous ruach. He has an assembly there in Modesto, California. And he says to me, Pastor Robert, it is of certain. And he came out of the apostolic whorehouse. He is enduring the battles of his kinsmen, those that said they loved him. He says, one thing that I must have, and that is one that will lead me spiritually, and one that has the headship of Almighty Yah. This is a generation that disregard that. That's why you have the chaos and the hell in the homes. That's why the wives are belligerent and the husbands do not even know the place of a proper man. That's why the men are weak and the women are walking like Jezebelites. Because they've gone away from the Torah of Yahweh. And there is no strength of Ikat, a unity at all. We must go back to the way of the ancient. And the way of the ancient is the Torah of Yah. And the light of the Urim, or the Urim of that light, is Yahshua, because He brings forth the essence of the light of the Torah. I will bear witness in Scripture. If I do not bear witness from the Torah, the Nobis, the Psalms, Tehillim, and the Renewed Covenant, reject every word I say. Don't even receive it. Disregard it as some kind of false fallacy from a man that is disturbed in his mind. And if I speak according to the Torah of Yah, His Daba, His words, then you better take heed and hear what the word of Yah says. And when you hear it, you better obey it. Because if you don't, it is to your detriment and your destruction. He says, your Urim, be with you. He said that it be a Kadosh one. Listen now. Yah did do this. He said, and Yah, whom did prove at Massah, He proved unto Israel, and with whom you did strive, you strove against Yahweh at the waters of Meribah. You began to drink the bitter waters of Meribah. And the waters of Meribah, listen, they're the doctrines that are bitter against the Torah of Yah. It creates a bitterness in the minds of the people that they will strive against you when you speak Torah. When you express the name of Yah, there is no worship of the Most High without His name. They're drinking the bitter waters of Meribah. These are not the waters of Yah. Yahshua is the fountain of the living source of the waters of Yah. And these waters will bring revival. They will revive one in the power and direction of the Torah of Yah. At Meribah, they was out of the realm of the Torah. They'd gone away. Hallelujah. You all can sit all quiet. It makes no difference. I'm going to preach today. And I know I'm going to preach because I didn't feel like it at all. I wanted to catch Elder Weidman and have him to speak. Hallelujah. I get physically tired at times. Brother Patrick and I putting up that fence another day. It was hot. And driving those posts in the ground out there. It was like trying to drive a nail in concrete. I said to Sister Roberts, I said, when you beat that post in the ground, you have had a cardiovascular workout that is tremendous. Because you're breathing like a hog. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. And the doctrines today are the bitter waters of Meribah. Do you hear me? They're not the doctrine that proceed out of the Tumim, nor out of the Urim of Yah. They have not come from the Lev of Yah. They have come from the bitter waters of Meribah. From these false deceptions of doctrines that cause one to be bitter against his name. You mention the name before this vow, where they become bitter. You mention the Shabbat of Yah, they become perturbed and angry. You mention to them not taking his name in vain. And they will become obsessed with this bitter water, and they will drink and drink, and you will begin to see them revile you and begin to turn against you. So everything in Scripture is important. Every word. Now, if Yahshua is this power, he is, he declared that he is the way, he is the derech, he is the imant, he is the Torah, the truth of Yah, and he is the high Yah, this vigoration of the life of Yah that brings about the enlightenment of the Torah, that we can do as David, we delight in the inward parts in the Torah of Yah. It is the inward man that delights in the Torah of Almighty Yahweh, because the power of the Torah was to destroy all flesh. So when a man sinned against Yah, and though the witness of two or three witnesses, he died without mercy. And the living power of Torah shows us the mercy, the candor of Yah, but it does not delete one iota. It does not remove anything. Nothing at all. Now there are men today, because they are corrupt, they remove things from the book. But the word of Yah does not remove anything at all. Quickly turn to Abraham, the Hebrews. Now the witness of this, Hebrews chapter 5, Abram 5. I'm going to read a few verses. I may not finish this today, all right? But I will take you on a wonderful ride in Yahshua. It says in Abram 5, Hebrews 5, hallelujah. It says here in verse 1, I want to read a few verses. For every high Kohen, priest, taken from among men, is ordained for men. That's what the Kohen is ordained for. He's ordained for men. For men in things pertaining to who? To Yahweh. Now that's what a Kohen, he is ordained. And he is one that speaks or enlightened those things that pertain to Yah. Is that not so? Now Yahshua did not speak of himself, did he? Oh, he spoke of the one that sent him. I will show you what the book says. It says, pertain to the things of Yah, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Now, did Yahshua offer gifts and sacrifices for our sins? Did he not do that? He offered that. He is the offering complete. He is the complete offering of Yah. He is the Tumim. He is the perfect stone. He is the perfect word of Yah. That's what he is. And you cannot have an offering that is acceptable unto Yah unless it is perfect. And that's why the high Kohen, once a year, he went beyond the veil, and he could not have a vile, damnable, wicked heart. He had to be right. He had to be right. The order had to be right. His mitre, his vest, his shoes, his clothing had to be tzaddik. Do you all hear me? You all hear me, but you don't hear me. He had to be right. And we are Kohens of Yahshua. So we offer up offerings, we better be right. These damnable lies that we allow to permeate our inward parts, a deception of folly and wickedness. Our own deception. Our false thing we call love. I hate when people say that. I said to Yah as I meditate in Scripture, how many times did Yahshua, now don't answer me please, don't make yourself look silly, but how many times you find in Scripture that Yahshua pulled Toma aside, Akefa, Bartholomew and says, Toma, I love you. You don't find it. You don't find it. For Yah so loved the world. And this hypocritical verbiage or this grammatical of expression, they say because they're used to just saying words, has no meaning at all. Don't tell me them damn lies. Don't even say that to me. Hallelujah. You don't hear me saying that much, do you? Evangelist Horn, if he gave us one valuable message, he gave us one valuable message. That the Hava of Yah is not in our expression. That it is more than that. It is an action, and a deed. It is a work. That when one sees it, causes one to have the sense of revival and life in them. I say without repentance. Hallelujah. Who can have compassion on the ignorant? Now there are those that don't believe they're ignorant. I call a man ignorant of the day. And he said, look at you. Well, who can have compassion on the ignorant? And on them that are out of the way. Were we ignorant? Yeah. You have not walked out of the way this week, have you? Did Yahshua say he is the direct? Did he not say that he is the direct, the way of Yah? No man comes unto the Abba by him. Could an offering be accepted unto Yah without the order of the Kohen? Could you just do like Shaul, as Yah told him to destroy Agar? And he said, Samuel, you waited too long, and so I had to do it myself. Yah removed himself away from him. Not as a fact. I'll tell you what we better begin to do. We better begin to temper ourselves and learn how to shenach. We better begin to learn how to hear and comprehend, perceive that it is Yah speaking to us. If I am a fool, get out of here. Run. You that are listening on the live stream, turn it off. I declare unto you the counsel, the whole counsel, this day, that what Yah commands for you to hear. So it's not coincidental that you're listening today. It is the command of Yah that you hear what Yah says. So have we walked out of the way on last week? Were we not ignorant on last week? This is a dumbass generation. It's not even a worthy ass. Because that ass knows its master's crib. We know where we get our bread from. We get our bread from Yahweh. We know where we get our stay from. It's from Yah. We don't even know our master's crib. We don't even know that. Hallelujah. I like that. That's all right. Get quiet. Hallelujah. He says, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmities. Who is this one? Who is this one compassed with infirmities? Was not the Levi ones that were compassed with infirmities of Israel? Sure they were. Yahshua has been passed around with our infirmities. Did he not bear our infirmities? Does the word of Yah bear our infirmities? Sure it does. And by reason thereof, he ought, as for the people, as for himself, to offer it, so for himself, to offer for sin. Listen, and no man take this honor. How can a man take this honor? You say that I'm going to offer up sin? We see what happened to Shaul, do we not? What man is going to take that honor that says, I can offer up sins from the sin offering? Not so. No man takes this honor unto himself, but he that is called of Yah, as was who? As Aharon, the high Kohen. The Hadol, Kohen of Yah, as Aharon. He says, so also, Yahshua, or Tefireth not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, look what Yah says. Yahshua did not make himself a Kohen, did he? Did Yahshua make himself that? Did Aharon make himself that? I want you all to hear me, brothers and sisters. We've been duped, we've been raped. Our minds been conditioned. Now Yah is trying to restore our minds so we can hear what the Ruach says. If you don't know what the Ruach of Yah says, we speak with each other to make ourselves feel as though we got something that the other ones have. You have nothing. You have the same thing the other one have. You're full of sin, pride, and arrogance. Wise man, he hears. He receives reproof. tell you, brothers, all the time, it is the actions of your deeds that reproves me. It caused me to govern myself. When I see, the scripture says, mark, identify a perfect and upright man. For the end of that man, for his end is shalom. Shalom and what? Say it. The end of that man is shalom and the blessings of Leah. That's what that man is. The one that is a perfect man. The one that has the perfect order of Yah in the inward parts. That is what the Tomei and the Urim represents. That's what Yahshua, he has to be the fulfillment and the completion of that. Are the words that I will begin to read out of the renewed covenant their lies. Throw the book away. Throw it away. Hallelujah. So Yahshua himself, he made himself a Kohen. He did not make himself a Kohen. He did not make himself that. But it says in the book, it says, thou art my son. Today have I begotten thee. As he says also in another place, you are Yahshua, a Kohen, a priest, for how long? Forever. After the order of who? Of Melchizedek. He's a priest after the order of Melchizedek. He's a priest after the order of Melchizedek. And the priest or the Kohen after the order of Melchizedek, they must in their bosom have the Tomi and the Urim of Yah. They must have the light and the stone. They must have the truth of the living power of the Torah of Yah. I hope I'm making sense. Hallelujah. They must have the stone that the builders rejected. And the builders always reject the Urim. They reject this Urim. This Urim. This Urim. They reject it. He is the perfect stone of Yah. He is the light of Yah. They always reject it. You cannot build without light. You need light to build. You need light for life. You cannot have life without life. Well, Pastor Roberts, you reiterating what Brother Patrick said? No, I will show you what Scripture says. But what he said was right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Yahshua, he was delivered unto Israel to bless the seed of Abraham. And that is what even Abraham gave a tenth of his procurement unto the Kohen of Melchizedek. And so it is with us. We offer up praises to Tefirath unto Yah in the most honorable name of Yahshua the Lamb. For it is the refresher of the covenant, of the renewed covenant of Israel. And he takes that and he brings, even though your sit may be a little unfragrant, he takes that and he purifies it through the living course of this word, through him. And he offers up unto Almighty Yahweh. You know, the covering of his throne was cast down. His name was Shotan. So he begotten this power of his bosom. And he raised up this one that was begotten, brought forth out of him. We are brought forth unto Yah out of the covenant or the brit of Yahshua HaMashiach. He's the living Torah. Hallelujah. You're not begotten because of your mother's prayers. But Pastor Roberts or any man, it's because of Yah. Begotten in Yahshua. He said that thou art Kohen after the order of Melchizedek forever. Not for just a short duration, but forever. Forever he is that Kohen. Verse 8 quickly. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered, he endured, he was tested by. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal Yahshua salvation unto all them that obey him. Call of Yah. Was he called of Yah? So no man, regardless whether you receive him or not, he's called of Yah if he's elected. Call of Yah, a high Kohen, after the order of who? Melchizedek. He's called of Yah. It's not your calling, it's Yahweh's calling. He's called of Yah, and so his garment, his vest, must be of the one of the Levi. He must, if he's a Kohen, he must have the garment of Sodeka that Scripture Torah teaches us. Now understand that in the enlightenment of this hour, the spiritual power of that, that it is revealed unto us in this metaphor of this physical action under the covenant of the Torah of Moshe. Under the covenant of the renewed power that, or the living revival of the high Yah, of the power of that Torah of Yah, we see this in the reality of the spiritual sense that it emanates or comes forth from the inward parts. And it brings about the excellence. It operates in the excellence and the perfection of the Torah of Yah. For every word of Yah says, is it pure? So if it's pure, then it's perfect, right? It's pure, then it is perfect. So if it's a perfect word, it's a pure word, then there's no fallacy, or there are no imperfections, or there is nothing to impede the words. Nothing at all. And that's what Yahshua is, and that's what the Torah. That's what the Tomi and the Urim represented. So he must have a garment of that nature. I want to bear witness of this in Tehillim in Psalms. David says in Psalms 110. And then I will proceed back to Yokohan. And do this to bring us back up to snuff, as they would say. Tehillim Psalms 110. And I want to begin reading. All of this is excellent. Let me begin in verse 1. It says in Tehillim 110, verse 1, Yah said unto my master Yahshua, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies your footstool. And Yah shall send, now this is Yah, he shall dispatch, he shall bring forth, verse 2, and Yah shall send the rod or the strength, the corrector, of the stream out of Tizayan. He's not coming out of the Baptist whore. He's not coming out of Catholicism. He did not come out of Yehudaism. He did not come out of Islamism. He came out of Zion. He shall send forth the rod out of the strength of Tizayan. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. And this world is against Yahshua, is against Yah. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, and the beauty of thy, of your kadosh, from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of thy youth. Yahweh has sworn, he has declared, this is mandate, and will not teshuvah, he will not repent. Will not repent. He says, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And Yah at my right hand shall strike through the kings in the day of his wrath. Now he has come in the order of Melchizedek, Yahshua. So he must bear the garments of the Kohen. He must have the garments that Scripture says that is important unto the order of the Levi or the Levite. He must wear that. So we must begin to examine Scripture and see if Scripture, see what's in the renewed covenant, the Torah, the Novi's, and Tehillim, the books of wisdom, whether it bears witness to Yahshua, or this is some manic person and personality that has arisen out of the chaotic debacle or religious manipulation of man to declare himself as this vile thing that sits on the horse seat there in Rome, the vicar, the savior, the one that brings the message of Yah. Or these vile ones that call themselves Ayatollah, the messenger of the Lord. Well, they are the messengers of their lords. But they are not the messengers of Yah. Not one bit at all. Messenger is not ordained because he has an intellectual learning that has come from the traditions of men. He met as a rabbi because he desired that in his youth. And he has learned the pattern, the aura of a rabbi. He is not. He was elected of Yah. He was elected to stand in the aura forever. After the aura of Melchizedek. The Hadol Kohen, the high priest. That is who he is, Yahshua. Now he must descriptively, with character that meets the standards or the descriptive superlatives or the words that describe the one that is walking in this order. And the book bears witness. It's not David Roberts. It's Yahshua HaMashiach. He is the mighty one of Yah. And that name is sweet in my mouth. I love the sound of it. It assures me of my Abba. I love to hear that name. Yahshua. It says in Yochanan chapter 1. I want to establish what is life. Yahshua says that he is the Derek, he is the way, he is the Emat, and he is the high. He is the higher. He is the light. Now, the Levi, they must bear in their bosom the Tumi. They must bear that. They must bear the Urim, the light, the stone of Yah. They must. And Yahshua must fit the description, because in that was life unto Israel. The order of the Torah was carried out precisely. It was the perfect order of the Torah. And so when the Hadol Kohen were beyond the veil once a year, he came out and Israel rejoiced. Why? Because they knew that their sins were forgiven. They knew that their transgressions had been purged. And they rejoiced. That's why Yah elects the man. It is not by the vote of the parishioners. It is Yahweh that elects the man. He is not educated according to the mandate and the diction of the organization. But he is educated according to the Torah and the living power of that in Yahshua. So he may declare unto Israel the counsel of Yah. That gives us strength. That matures us. That gives us hope. It brings healing, gives us the omen, assurance of Yah. So he came after the order of Melchizedek. So he hath exemplified the character of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. For when Abraham saw him, he knew that he was revived. When he saw Melchizedek, the Hadol Kohen meeting him, he knew that he was revived. Hallelujah. And so we see Yahshua. He is the revival. He is the life of Israel. Now this is life. It says here in Yochanan John 1:4. It says in him, Yahshua was life. Now this life had to emanate from somewhere. We must either, this is a lie, or the Torah must teach me what life is. I must search the scroll. In him was life, and the life was the light to men. That's the life, the light to men. The awe which illuminate or enlighten men. He was the light, he was illumination of the Torah. He was the power and strength of this profound word of speech that Yah had delivered unto a people that the enemies say, who can be a people as great as them? Who has a Torah status like them? Who is this most high one? That when they walk in the light of his status, his ordinance, he brings them to great victory. He gives them the triumphing power. Who is this people? That's what the Torah does. So they are sure. And say, who is like unto them? Who is like unto that people? So he said, I am the life. In him was life. In him, now listen now, it says in him was life. In him was life. And that life was the light to men. Now, if he came with some other form of doctrine that it doesn't bear witness with Scripture, then he's a deceiver, is he not? Now, let us see what Scripture says. Turn quickly to heal them. Psalms 27. We will find out whether he had the light in him. Is he the Word made flesh? That's what Scripture says. Was not the Word in the bosom of Yah? Look what the Scripture says. Look what Dawi cries out here in Tehillim Psalms, in Tehillim 27 verse 1. It says, Yahweh is what? Yahweh is what? Is not Yahshua the word of Yah? And in him was what? Light. And the life was the light. Did not Yahweh speak? He said to Adam and Sheva, rise up. He breathed the breath of his living power into them. Was not, I say this, the man that transgressed against Yah, but it was the woman. And that's the truth. It does not diminish her beauty and her importance, but it makes her a true daughter to Zion. Understand the beauty which Yah has placed upon her, that she walks the course that the Torah commands her, that she may bring forth the excellence of the beauty of Yah, of her headship. That's what it means. So Yahshua, it says, in Yahshua's life, and the life was the light. The light. It says here in Tehillim, Yahweh is my light. And he is my what? Well, that's he's my Yahshua. That's the only way you pronounce salvation in the Hebrew tongue. And a word in the Hebrew language, the consonant, you determine whether it is a verb or a noun by the vowels of that or the vowel tenets when they're placed in their proper place. Hallelujah. So a word may sound alike, but it doesn't mean it's the same word. The words in the English vernacular, too. Which two? T-O, T-double-O, or T-O-O. They have various implications. That we cried out that Yahweh is my light. And he is my salvation. He is my Yahshua. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Is not Yahshua the strength of the life of Torah? Yeah. Come on, brothers and sisters. He's the living word of Yah. Yahweh is light. Yahshua says, I have the life. These words I speak to you, they constitute the life of Yah. And the light of that shall shine, that you shall be enlightened, Israel. Just to reject me. No man can come unto the Abba. But by Yahshua, you can't come here, nor the way in him and Yahshua. It not, you notice the way it says that in him was life. In him, and the life was the lights. In him was, in him, in now. It shows you the position or where it is positioned. In him was life. And the life is, now that's what life is light. Light revived, doesn't it? We would become stagnant and drunk if we didn't have the bright lights in here. And how many light bulbs we had here? 30, 40? When you go to sleep at night, you don't keep the light on, do you? I said to Sister Roberts last night, we had the light on talking. And she said, turn the light. I said, ah, let it stay on. I don't mind that. Well, I have a red light by my bed. I like to turn that on. So she turned the bright one off. And I turned the red one on. Well, it's light in here. I said, oh, you can go to sleep with this on. Come on, don't worry about that. Hallelujah. So light brings revival. As Brother Patrick expressed unto us how the light shine forth in the ground when that seed has rotten. And it is the light. How does it penetrate? The light penetrated the darkness of this world, didn't it? You were in a dark place when he found you, were you not? You were filth as they come. I know I was. That was a vile thing. I was one of the untouchables, full of leprosy, unclean. And if it wasn't about the mercies of Yah and the light that shines daily on me, I would be in the same condition. So would you. Hallelujah. You didn't go looking for him. He came looking for you.
He said, that's mine down there. Where is it? Under that filth pile there. Under that star pit of filthiness, of adulterous wickedness, every kind of vile thing. Hallelujah. You going in there to find something, and I have a gem there. I have a chosen elect under the pile of that filth and that rubbish of stench, that rotten, putrefied flesh. And he began to pull back the layers of this corruption, of this damnable wicked flesh. And all of a sudden you began to see this Tome, and the Urim of Yah began to shine. The light of Yahshua began to shine with the excellent power of Yah's perfection. Every work that he does is perfect. It is to me. It is to me. It is without fault. So he found us in the pile of rubbish, filth, in flesh. Hallelujah. And he breathed life in us, did he? His ruach. We came alive. Ignorant. Not walking in the way, as Jaul says. He said, but I've done something for you. I've ordained one after the order of Melchizedek. You shall know, because in his bosom shall the lights and the stone of perfection come forth. You will know it. I'm certainly glad he didn't use me for that. He used one. Yahshua is the only one. Hallelujah. He used one. He came out of that order. Melchizedek. He says, Yah is my light. He is my Yahshua. I will not fear. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Don't fear that. Hallelujah. It is the perfect Ahava of Yah that casts out all fear. We don't have to be in trepidation when we come before the Torah to be judged. But Yahshua judges us according. That's what a Sadiq man does. He judges things according to Torah. These lying, weak men say that Yah speaks to them. You know, there are those that say that around me, but I will correct them. And now they will try to change their grammar as to how they say it. He speaks to us by the living Torah. He speaks to us by the witness of his truth as Yahshua. He is not speaking from Hashem I Am with the vocal voice, because if he did, the whole earth tremble. When Yah speaks, he's going to speak one more time. And hell is going to be unleashed upon the earth. That's why during the process of Gilead, he commands the Malak to sound the trumpets. He's going to speak in the end. And these damn liars and deceivers, these pedophile men of their weak, superficial ability, they have not the power of Yah. Hallelujah. Preach on, preacher. That's what they were saying in the old days. Preach on. Old folks here. Preacher, say, go on, preach. Preach on. I am going to preach. For Yah has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe the word. Now Yah is the light. Now Yahshua in him, in that physical clay, had to be the power, the persona of the living words. And that's what he is. He's the word made flesh. He is the power of Torah. Well, Pastor Roberts, now that's gone a little far-fetched. Well, look at what Dawi says in 119. Tehillim 119. And verse 105. Tehillim 119 and 105. It's amazing that there's a verse in the Apocrypha. I will read that. That there were no written scroll for the masses to have. So the men that stood before them, they had to be men of integrity and honesty. Their lives had to be open sepulchres so others could see. This wicked generation reads, it doesn't understand, but it doesn't trust anyone at all.
Well, I will please no man. Shaul said, I please all men. Not some, I please all men. I do that which is pleasing and right. We have learned these damnable Christianity ways that are based upon lies and pollution and self-attention. Turn your eyes upon Yeshua. For he is the one that leads you in the way unto the Abba. Scripture says in Tehillim 119, 105. Daiwit said, your word is Yeshua, the word of Yah made flesh. The word of Yah is what? A lamp to what? Is a lamp to my feet. And a what? A light to my path. Now that's what the word of Yah is. That's what Yeshua is. He's the living word of Yah. He's the word of Yah made flesh. He is the Torah of Yah. It is a lamp. It is where the seven ruachim of Yah dwells. Where the seven candlesticks of Yah. But there's the light of Almighty Yah. That's what Yahshua. He must fit the description. If he doesn't, he's a liar. Hallelujah. We got time for Kmart, Walmart, but no time for the mark of Yah. We got time to procrastinate and talk foolish, but no time for scripture. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Roberts, you have time. I tell you what, you sisters, any of you all, I'll let you put up the fence any day. Drilling in that stuff over there was so hard. I said, Brother Allen, you get on the tractor, because I knew he couldn't hold that auger. And I know I can hold my own. But that, I could not. I said, Brother Patrick, you get down here and you help me. You think it did not take the strength of both of these men? That stuff is hard as concrete. No easy task. But I still find time for him. For I'm glad at the end of the day that I can breathe the life, the zimats, from my bosom. So the word of Yah is the lamp. It is the lamp. Yeshua was the word of Yah, was he not? And a lamp is what holds the oil, does it not? Well, what is wise, like the five wise virgins, they had oil in their lamp. Now you need the oil in your lamp today, brothers and sisters. And that light or that oil in the lamp, what it does, it produces light. We need the oil, the anointing, the emerging or the flowing of the Ruach of the Spirit of Yah. Flowing from us, Israel. Not your damn wicked ways and your corrupt mind and your attitude. But your self-righteous and selfish spirit. They cannot receive the instructions of Yah, the Muzah, the instructions that gives you the ability to press beyond and go beyond your threshold. We have not proceeded from where we were yesterday. You're not going before you be from the first of the year. Now that's sad. You all don't have to love me at all. It makes no difference. I declare the counsel of Yah. I declare that. I'm here to show Israel there. Sins and Yahuta, your transgressions against Yah. His people are destroyed for the lack. Oh, is that the world or his people? For the lack. Because they were not here. When Yah raised up Shoftim judges unto Israel, did they prosper? Did they walk in the light? And when the judges were dead, what did they do? They went back to their damnable wicked ways. Hallelujah. That's what they went back to. So the word of Yah is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Well, Pastor Roberts, that doesn't bear witness in Scripture. Quickly back to Yochanan, chapter 1. This is elementary. I know it's elementary because we're elementary people. That's what we are. I asked one other day, could they build a house? And one said, if I get the instructions. Well, to build a house, it would take blueprints. And most people cannot read blueprints. So I can have the instructions how to program in C language, but that doesn't mean that it's going to work. We work by the Ruach of Yah. The professor, he has an ability and a quality through the process of time that has produced wisdom. Now an arrogant little fifty student comes in because they're from some little wealthy community, some little clan, because they've gone to Broughton High School, and they come and thinking they know more than the professor that's teaching at Yale. Yet he has a periphery of experience and knowledge that has seen the practical application. He has not only seen the practical applications of his understanding, but he has seen the development and the flow and ebb and flows of that process. And this little 19-year-old zealous one has no ability to differentiate between what is full of zeal and zest and that which is predicated or based upon an experience by the hand of the Most High. You will know what a man has an experience with Yah. Until every word I speak to cut us. For his word is sharp and powerful as a two-edged sword. And so if this word doesn't cut you, then it's not operating in the capacity that Yah ordained it to operate in. Well, you can't get healing from that. Well, folks, the doctors cut folks open and they give them healing balm, do they not? And that same cutting is the healing balm. He cuts them. Yet the process of healing is in the cuts. You allow the word of Yah to cut. To cut off the tumors. To cut out the cancerous, wicked mindsets. The shara is a criminal mindset that completely opposes Yah. To say to hell with the Shabbat, his name means nothing. Yah's going to speak. And when he speaks, the earth is going to tremble. Hallelujah. It's a terrible thing. It is a terrifying thing. It is a rasha. It is a frightening thing to fall into the hands of the living Abba, the Most High, the Creator. It did not say it's a sweet thing. It's a terrifying thing, brothers and sisters. When Israel fell into his hands, they were in trouble. That's why he has extended his right hand. You know, they said the right hand of fellowship. Well, our right hand of fellowship with Yah is with the Son, Yeshua. You have no fellowship with him without Yeshua. I don't care what you say. There is none. You have your religious tenets just like the scribes and Pharisees. But you have not the revelation of Yahweh. You have not the truth of his HaMashiach, Yeshua. We must have a living. This is the living way. Hallelujah. Back to Yochanan 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, the Dabar, Hadabar. And the Word was with Yah. Now I ask you a question. I know how the prism of our Christendom has taught us. That means that he was standing there. Well, do you have Word with you? Do you have Word within you? The Word was with. Because Yah is the Word. From the beginning of Yah, it was the Word. What is Yah's beginning? There's no beginning. The beginning is just the Word. And the Word was Yah. The same was in the beginning with Yah. All things were made by Yahweh. All things. Was the Word made flesh? That's what Scripture says. Now, if Yahweh made the Word flesh, then Yah was made. Listen now. If Yahweh made the Word flesh, then the Yah was made. Yah was never made. It's just telling us in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was Yah. In the beginning was the Word. Will you believe that, preacher? I'm inspired by it. I'm inspired. Folks get inspired by the races, don't they? I get inspired by the Word of Yah. Folks get inspired by cultural history. I get inspired by the kingdom coming. That's what inspires me. Folks get inspired because they have a brand new automobile. I get inspired because there's a kingdom and a city whose builder and maker is Yah that I'm going into. That's what excites me. All things were made by him, and without him was anything made that was made. And it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. That light is Yeshua. That light is Yeshua. The light in Yah, in him was this life. And that life has come forth through the light, through the light, through the light, the Ur, the enlightenment of the power of the Torah of Yah. And Yahshua is the light, for he is the word of Yah. He is the word, it says on down in the 14th verse of that chapter, it says, and the word was made first. And we beheld the honor of the Tifereth, of the only begotten, or the one begotten, from the Abba, Yahshua. He is the light. Yahshua is the light of Yahweh, and there is no doubt about it. Verse 5 of the same verse, Yochanan 1:5. Now this, it says here, it says, and the light shines in the lighted place. It shines in darkness. That's what it says, right? And the darkness comprehended it not. And the darkness did not realize that it was the light. When a man's mind is dark and turned away from Yah, well, how can a man have the mind of Yahshua and walk in the light of Yah? He must walk in the Torah of Yahweh. Scripture shows us that. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Well, Pastor, do you have witness of that? Well, the prophet, the Nobi Micah, 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 he says in Micah, in the 7th chapter, verse 8. Micah 7:8. He said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, he says, who shall be his light? Yahweh shall be a light to me. We are in a dark world, brothers and sisters. Yahweh is the light. Yahshua is a light unto you. You find light in the Torah of Omariah. He said, when I sit in darkness and you have enemies. He said, when I fall enemies, that's all right. Yahweh shall be the, be a light. Yahweh shall be a light to me. Is he not a light to us in this darkness? Yahshua, the living word of Yah, has been, he is a light unto Israel. The world is dark. It is steeped with darkness. It is the darkness in this earth today. It can be felt. The stint and the wickedness of man can today. And it's because there is no bearing of what is right. There is no leadership as to what is right. Because we have a people that's Rasha. They're criminals. They lie against Yah. They do everything that is evil, wicked, and sadistic. A man is wicked when he understands the principles of Yah and he defies them blatantly. He is a criminal. He does things that he knows that is breaking the Torah of the law. The world doesn't know the Torah of Yah. This religious mindset, these Christians of Christianity, I never liked that word. They don't know the truth of Yah. That's the truth. It is Israel that are breaking the Torah of Yah. They are the Rasha. They're the wicked people. Elder was telling me he picks up this man at times to give him a ride. Lives near us. And he had a message on that was being preached in his vehicle. He said for the last month, that's the only one he's listened to. Some of us, we don't hear no more than after today or Wednesday. And our ears are not in tune with the things of Yah. That's why we're ignorant. That's why we're dumb as hell. We're stupid. That's why we're so susceptible to hell. Because you cannot have the emunah of Yah without hearing. And how can you hear unless you have a man that Yah has raised? Not a woman, but a man that is a preacher. He must be a man. A woman. Man. You cannot have the power of his assurance without hearing. And what we're doing today is hearing our own corrupt minds and our own logic speak to us. And it is making powerless the word of Yah. And you continue in that path and you're weak. We're sickly. We're dying. There's no motivation for Yah. He doesn't excite you. The word of Yah doesn't revive you. You come in humdrum, you leave humdrum. You come in looking dead, you leave looking dead. The word of Yah doesn't excite your heart to revive you. You come in full of sin and you leave a twofold child of hell. That's the way it is today. That is the truth. Don't back down. That is the truth. Micah said, when I sit in darkness, Yahweh will be a light. He will be the light. He will be a light. He will be not just some light, but a light. He will be the ore to me. That is what he will be to us, Israel. Is that not what the word of Yah is? It is not the light. And the more you hear it, the more you understand it. Does it not cause that day that we are expecting and looking for to shine brighter and brighter each day? And the reason why by the time of his coming doesn't shine brighter unto us, because we're not hearing what Yah says. We're hearing a mind that is so desensitized to Yah. Cannot even touch the infirmities of Yahshua. The infirmities of Yahshua doesn't even trouble the mind. We're full of hell and ourselves and our own wickedness. I'm going to show you your sins. I'm going to cry loud. And I'm not sparing the one of us. Not one. This is going to be a terrifying thing when you wake up and find yourself when he said, depart from me, you worker of, listen now, iniquity. Ovand. Iniquity. Ovand. Ovand. You're without Torah discipline. That is what iniquity is, brothers and sisters. We will see the manifestation of an iniquitous, lev heart, and men doing everything that is wicked. Well, what are they doing? They're fornicating and adulterating and lying and denying the Shabbat. He's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of Avond. I never even knew you. They're going to declare, haven't I done great works? Oh, the Benny Hins and these little whole houses on every corner. Oh, I know that's his name, but you're going to walk in your house and call your wife a name that is not hers? First thing is speculation. Wife going to walk in the house and call her husband Mand by some name that is not his, as she does it repeatedly? I can see one time slip, honey. Second time you get in near trouble. Third time the fire's going to burn. Oh yes, the fire's going to burn. And the fourth time the axe is coming out. And the fifth time the hammer is going to drive you out. Come on here, you hypocrites. Don't sit here like this on me. Show this without a bomb. Hallelujah. So Yahweh shall be our light. His Torah is light. His word is light. Well, Pastor Robert, that's hard to digest. Can I move a little farther? Are we going down this road pretty simple? You know where your feet are. You have your girdling. You have your balance. You have your equilibrium. Can you see a little bit? Yeah. All right, let's proceed down the road a little bit, all right? He said that he is the direct way, right? So I'm simply walking down the road that is laid out. I'm walking down the road that is laid out in Torah, in the Dabar, the word of Yah. I'm not looking at the Kabbalah. I'm not looking at the Talmud. I'm looking and reading from the scroll of Torah. I'm not looking at the Hinduism or the ways of Hindu or Catholicism. I'm reading as I go down the road. When you go down the road on a trip, do you not read the signs? I know I do. Justin City, 39 miles. Well, if I make that 39 miles, I'm that much closer. I got 300 to travel. That's over 10% of the way off. Malibu City, 100 miles away. Well, you settle down, and you know that's a long one right there. So you change your whole methodology of thinking because you're making it to Malibu City. So your whole thought, your whole physical anatomy, all of that change. You suppress things. You suppress the movement of your bodily functions because you want to make it there. Before you stop again, are you all with me? Am I making sense? So that's what I'm walking down the road. And so even though my natural expression may want to rise up, no, let us go the course of the road. And eventually we will see his face.
So bringing us to the face of our Abba. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm bringing us to. Now the prophet, the Nobi Nehemiah, he speaks chapter 9 and verse 12. I like the way he said it because he said it just like Moshe and the other Nobi. He says in Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 12, and the reason I use the variation of books to show you the witness. Let every word be established in the mouth of how many? Two or three witnesses. So here's a Nobi that speaks. That wasn't with there with Moshe. Nehemiah says in chapter 9 verse 12, moreover, Yahweh, you led them in the night, you led them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and at night by the pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein that they should go. Are we in the night season? Are we in the night season? Has not Yahweh given us light to lead us in the direct of the way that we must go? And how did he lead them? By the instructions of his word. He told them where to go. His word was given unto his servant, the Nobi, Moshe. That's why Moshe said, among the brethren of Israel, Yahweh shall raise up a Nobi like me. And in everything he speak, you hear him. Why? Because his words that he speak, they're not his, but they are the Abba's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So at night, he led them, even in their fearful state, by the light of his truth. Though hell enrage about us, we will not fear. And though the terror of death lay grips upon us, we will not fear. We're in the night season. We must have the lights. We must have the earth. We must have the light of the word. And the light of the word, it produces the life. The life of Yah brings this excellence of light in us. And without the life of Yahshua, the word of Yah in us, we have no light. It was the word that Yah gave unto that the prophecy or the blessings of the Eshah of Yah pour out upon the tribe of Levi, from the mouth of Yaakov, that you should make sure that the Urim and the Tomat, that be in your bosom. The perfect word, the perfect Torah, the perfect light, the perfect truth. You can't judge imperfectly. It must be a perfect judgment. It can't be like Eli. He allowed his son Hophni and Phinehas to commit adultery with the daughters of Zion. What a damn wicked man. Man that take liberties with the daughters of Zion. He's a damn dog. He's not even a damn dog. These adulterous wicked men sleep around. That's all they did. They're dogs. I said now they're vile, evil, sadistic, evil, wicked men. Hallelujah. The wicked men. You know, that's one of the scriptures, Josiah, that even scripture says that even it's in the apocryphal, said that his works, in the scripture tells us, that his works were even greater than thy weeds. He walked in the perfect Torah of Yah. He walked, the king of Israel, he walked right before Yah. And so these dogs want to use thy weeds, so he sinned, and he paid a hellish price. He paid a damnable price, so you adulterous dogs, you're going to pay. These adulterous, wicked dogs, they're going to pay. Yeah. Do you understand that? Yeah. Man, you keep yourself in the love of Yahshua. Woman, love your husband, honor him. And man, love your wife. Hallelujah. We as the assembly, we make ourselves lovable. Ain't nothing like a sweet woman. You want her to be sweet. You hypocrites can't say that. Come on here, brothers. Yeah. Don't know bodacious bold heart woman will be tender and sweet. It brings out my manlyhood. Hallelujah. You all are weak as duck's urine. Hallelujah. I'm right, Mom. I want my heart to be sweet and tender. That's what Yah wants his assembly. He don't want you talking back. I want a woman talking back to me. Hallelujah. That enrages me when she talks back. I'd rather she be quiet. Truth, Yah. Don't answer me. Hallelujah.
Because that would make me put my warring clothes on. You don't want that. Not that.
It's amazing how Yah injects perfect words for Israel for us to hear. He deals with the wholeness of his people. Hallelujah. And so if you get a little funny, a little burn around your ears, you know you need to get it right. Get a little hot, you understand? No one trusts anyone today because they're full of thievery and lies. I meet a man today. I don't judge a man according to those that I've dealt with in the past. Hallelujah. That's not me. I don't do that. I see what's in the man eventually will manifest. You know, there are those that will say, well, he is my pastor, he's a prophet. But when the prophet or the pastor speaks, they won't hear that. I've had many men to stand here and say that. Yeah, when the preacher begins to bear down, it's a different attitude. You all understand that? Hallelujah. I was telling Brother Patrick, we were working the other day. I said, you know, brother, there's not a preacher around that does things the way I do. Everywhere I go preach, I send the brothers. I don't care whether it was Virginia, I don't care whether it was, that's right, Atlanta, whether it was Georgia. I send the brothers. I tell them, I'm going to send this brother. This one is coming. There's no preacher, you all have met that have allowed the kinds of preachers to come in and speak here. Even out there when we were in Charlotte. Let's get back to the light. We need that light to shine, don't we? Shine on me, light, oh, Yeshua. Shine. Is it singing like that, mama? Shine on me, let the light from the heavens shine on me. Shine on me, Yahweh. Shine. Let Yahshua shine on me. Let the light of Hashem I am shine on me. And mama back there going through her trouble, she was saying, shine on me. The tears began to trickle down her husband's face. Shine. Shine on me. Let the blessed light, Yahshua, shine on me, Yahweh. And the old brother, knowing his sins were heavy, he was bearing the brunt of those sins that he wanted to be delivered. He would cry, shine, shine on me, Yahweh. Shine, oh shine on me, shine, let the light, let Yahshua shine on me. I need the light from heaven to shine on me. And all of a sudden the whole place, oh shine on me. There was no form to it. Didn't make no difference how you sound. Oh shine, shine, shine on me away. Let the light from the heavens shine, shine on me, Yahweh. And then you will see the rock of Yah begin to move mightily. You see, we need the light among us. That's why there's no life. Without the light, you have no life. I don't care how many seeds we plant. I was speaking to Brother Allen the other day. I said to him, I need to put a shade cloth over the plants because I want to start seeds on next week. He said, well, we bring them in here, set them here. I said, I understand that. It's not enough room for that. I said, my brother, would it not be easy if I just put the shade cloth up? Can I do that? And we can put more seeds out there. But it must have the light to shine. He said, you will get the evening sunshine from this way. I will use that what you said, my brother. He said, you'll get the morning light, and then you get shade during the noonday, and then in the evening you'll get light. But the whole thing was light. You got to have light. In order for the power of that thing that Yah has written of the seed that he has put in Israel, that has lied dormant in that damnable, wicked, dark heart of ours, the light must shine. The light must penetrate the earth and shine through deep down in the inward parts. And that's why the power of the living Torah must shine. It must break up the fallow ground. Yeah. These weak men today are not breaking up nothing. They can't even handle a plow. It's amazing how the old granddaddy and forefathers, they get out there with that plow and they can plow 50 acres. You understand? You get up. Old beer over horse. Old broke hand shoes dusty. Hallelujah. He didn't take many breaks either. He had a job. Because he was here, it's getting late in the evening. He knew it was getting late. He couldn't wait. He didn't finish until the sun went down. Hallelujah. The sun is going down, brothers and sisters. I mean the sun of Shodik. The sun that shines upon Israel. He's going down. He's going down. You better wake up. You better hear the trumpet sound. You better hear the shofar of Yah Blas. You better hear the words of Almighty Yahweh. We've heard enough trash. We've heard enough putrefied things that ought to make us sick. Now it's time for us to rise up in Yahshua and let the light shine from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. So the prophet Nehemiah expressed unto us how Yah led Israel. But Jeremiah, he speaks with a prophetic voice here in Jeremiah, Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. Yah says unto Jeremiah, as he speaks unto Israel, he says, is not my word like as a fire, an ash? Is not the word of Yah like an ish? Is it not like a fire? Is it not like a fire? Saith Yah. Now that's what Yah says. It is not like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. What does a fire bring forth? Light. His word is a consuming fire. There's nothing like the fire, the brightness of when that atomic bomb dropped in Hiroshima, Nagasaki, the fire, that mushroom, it lit up the heavens. And that's what the word of Yah does. It lights up the inward parts. It brings alive that living word, that life that is in us. In the Torah, we find the life of Yah because it reveals unto us His Hamoshiach. The Torah reveals Yahshua. The Torah is the word of Yah, isn't it? Is that the Torah, the truth of Yah? Is that what Yahshua is, the truth? Sure is. He is the word of Yah. He is the word made flesh. He is the word of Yah that has the sensitivity, has the understanding of flesh. That's why we have no excuses. I would if I could, I would have done, but I did not. No. No excuse, brothers and sisters. That's why we must do the 100th thing. Yah commanded Israel, all of my statutes, all of my ordinances, forever. You keep them. And I believe that. Every last one of them, they're still true. But we must understand the perfection of those statutes. And men today are ignorant. They're almost like little kids. Someone say something, they take that and they run and tell someone else. It's almost like a kid get excited about something, hearing something that they have never heard before. And they think they got something. They've heard it from someone else. They take it to someone else. That's how boys do things. He's a wise man. He steps back and he gets quiet. He says, let me search the scrolls. You see, the Bereans did not dispute Kephan, the brothers, when they spoke. They were excited. They were so excited about it. There were not many scrolls. And then they heard what they said. They went to their places and said, just be quiet. I know it's in the book. We've longed for that. And when they searched the scrolls, it's there. Just like he said it. Just like the Nobi Mikah. Just like Jeremiah is there. Just like David is there. We're not trying to disprove one. And this juvenile mind today is always trying to disprove. And so when you get something to the kids, it is almost like you watch the chickens. You throw something out there and one gets it and they all runs after it. Hallelujah. That's why he must give gifts unto this assembly. He looked for a man among a thousand, found only one. Who is that man? What is the man that dwells in me? His name is Yahshua. He is that Urim in me.
Hallelujah. He's the Tomi in me. He's the light of Yah, the perfection of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The word of Yah is a strength unto Israel. I want you to understand this, brothers and sisters. That if Yahshua declared that He is the light, the word declares that, the renewed covenant. It must declare it in the beginning, the Bereshit, the Bereshit of things. And if it's one that wrestle with the wickedness of their corruption when they turn against Yah, there's no one like Solomon as the wisdom of Yah begins to speak to this man. That he realizes, teach me, Yah, I don't want gifts or things. Teach me how to righteously order things by the Torah. That I will know how to bring right judgment and deliver the right things. And one of the most profound things he did in the beginning, the judgment was so pure, give me the sword. I will cut the baby in half. You take half, you take half. And the one that knew that she was seduced, she cried, give it to her. At least she could pass by and see a little boy and say, I know that's my boy. In one day. And his mind was so perfect and pure, he says, that's her baby. You're a liar. Get out, Jezebel, before I kill you. That's her baby. He was so pure in his judgment, his assessment. Right. The Torah was pure in his heart. Well, what happened? Well, he began to go after strange doctrine. He began to take on wives that he should not have. And we take on every kind of damn doctrine. Everyone speaks something, we take it upon and try to incorporate that in us and think we know something. You know nothing. And look what scripture says in Mishli, Proverbs 6:23. Is this the truth? Proverbs 6:23. It says, for the mitzvah, the commandment of Yah is what? It is a lamb. And the Torah what? The Torah is what? Yahshua says that in Yah was light, and Yahshua is the light of the world. And yet the Torah is what? Light. A reproof of instructions of the way of Hayim. Chai. Hai. For the Torah, the truth, the imat of Yah is life. Yahshua is the word made flesh. Is he not? Is he not the Torah of Yah made flesh? So in him was the light. He is the Torah of light. In him was the Torah. He is the Torah. You cannot have salvation outside of the Torah or the living Torah. Yahshua did not come to bring a salvation that omitted the Torah. This damn trust that the world uses, they take from the book of Romans chapter 8. They all, if you just confess your sin, you got to begin in chapter 1 and see who Yah was talking to. Just read. You got to begin in chapter 1, verse 1. Read to when you get to that, you'll understand what he was saying. This young brother calls me yesterday and he says, Pastor Roberts, he says, I've read scripture twice, the entire book. I've studied, but I've read it from cover to cover twice. And I read it the same way both times. He said, now as I read, he said, you know, is this my presumption? He said, what I see in the book that he tells me, that Yahshua was sent but to no one but the lost house of Israel. He says, that's so. I said, that's what the book says. Hallelujah. You see, out of the seed of Isaac, came Goyim, nations. And out of the seed of Ishmael came a nation. So Israel consists of the nations. I know that the people say the heathens are the Goyim, the heathens, but they consist of the nations. There was not just one little seed that came out of him. It came out of Ishmael because Yah blessed him as well. He blessed him, although he came out of the handmaiden. And all of those men that had more than one wife, you will see even Rebecca with Yosef and Abraham, Sarah, all of them. In the end, it would say that, and they were buried with their wife. Not wives, wife. You understand? We betrothed unto Yah and no one else. Polygamy is not a blessing to Yah. To have more than one wife, a man is a damn fool if he take in hand on that. I don't care what he says. If he can have more than one, he may strive on his lust, but he's a damn liar. You can't handle more than one wife. Yah's going to have only one. You can't handle that. That's why he gave Adam one from the beginning. One. The multiplicity of Yah doesn't come by some kind of way we think because of this natural phenomena, the way it comes. It's his mouth that speaks multiplicity. He said, Abraham, you're going to be blessed. The nation shall be blessed of you. Out of your seed shall fill the earth as the stars above the Hashemayim. Because Yah said it. That's how the blessing of the multiplicity or the abundance come. Not because of the action of a man. It's because of Yah's action. Now you don't want to fight me now, right? I feel it rolling, okay? I got my war garments on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got my sword drawn. As one was saying, I got my sword. I got my sword. I have my sword now. I do. Hallelujah. So the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yahweh, the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yah is the light. The Torah of Almighty Yahweh is light. His mishvah is the lamp. This is the lamp. The commands of Yah. Do you understand this? And from the commands come the written Torah that gives us how to the Shonah, how to worship it, how to keep his Shabbat. That is what the Torah is. But the Mishvah is the lamp. Everything is within the lamp. That's what the oil or the blessing of the Torah flow from the Mishvah. The Mishvah, the commands, the Torah, the commands that Yah gave unto Moshe on the front was written. The Mishvah on the back was written the Torah that he brought unto Israel when he came to deliver. He found them folks wicked as hell. Had built them their own God, and the terror of Yah, the vengeance of Yah, was poured out. Hallelujah. Will he come? Will he find Emunah? Will he come? Will he find an abundance of fruit? And what will he find? Lies and corruption? I'm not looking for unity with everyone. I'm looking for the Ikar of the oneness of the Ruach in Yeshua. You understand that? Two cannot walk together unless they agree. If a man doesn't agree with me, I have no compunction. You go your way. I have no problem with that. You will not find me battling that man. Just don't bother me. You will have no problem with me. Period. You don't have to worry about me. Hallelujah. Will he cut in Yeshua one? For the Torah is light. And the instructions of the Torah, or the reproof of the Torah, they are, you know, a reproof of instructions are the way of life. Did Yahshua say that he was the derek? He said the way of life? Well, so in the way of life, the Torah reproves you. We get mad as hell when we get reproved by the Torah, don't we? We get upset, don't we? We become vilified. But I don't see myself. No, you don't see yourself that way. That's how the Torah sees you. The Torah tells you how you are. Hallelujah. So the Torah tells us, reproof of instruction. If you are getting reproof of instruction, then you're in the way. You're in the derech. You're in the way. Yeshua said he's the derech, he's the way. He said he's the higher, the high, the life. So if you're not getting that, you're not in the way. These whorehouses dare to reprove someone. These whorehouses dare to reprove someone. These pagan churches dare to reprove someone. If men come to me and they believe that Yah sent them, if they think that they're not going to be reproved, they're fools. If they get out of line, I don't care who it is. I will show the brother their error. One that is wise will be quiet and just hear them out of Yah and say, I receive that preacher. I may not understand it, but by and by as I go, I'll understand. And the more they walk in Yeshua, the more they begin to understand. The more they become enlightened, and the light began to come on from that darkness of their rebelliousness, their fighting, their rejection, their resistance. And then the more they began to walk in him, they began to understand better. Oh, that's so, oh, he said, oh, yeah, oh, that's right. This is not a generation like that. That's why there are going to be few that even find it. Few. There are not many Many going in the wide and the broad way, but the straight and the narrow way, and that is the Torah. You must come in at the Torah, and the Torah make you strip yourself. For the mitzvah, they are the lamp. This is what hold that overflowing oil of the blessings of the Torah. They are confined within this. The first six, four, they will leaven Yah with everything. The latter six, leaven your neighbor as yourself. Upon that hinges the whole Torah of Yah. And that has changed? Not one bit. Hallelujah. One of the most powerful demonic forces, and I say it, brothers and sisters, that has ever risen is this form of this religion that we call Christendom. And it has been the procurer of bewitching the minds of many. That's just a fact. You can hardly find where the folks love Yah, where they want to keep His truth, walk in His Torah. They will tell you, oh, that was for, quote, the Jews, unquote. Lies. You tell me that the Torah was only for the tribe of Yehuda? He brought out the Hebrews. He did not bring out Yehuda. He did not just bring out the Jew. That's a false word. I say it again, the word Jew is false. There were Shemites. The word Jew, there's no J. How can it be a Jew? Well, that's anti-Semitic is what they say. And they make you defend that. I defend Torah. I'm set for defense of Torah. These folks get all crazy with this pagan symbol of the Israeli flag, and they're dying for Israel, and it is a false Zionist corrupt government there that came forth out of Theodore Hursky, and these false anti-Yah, anti-Torah dogs raised up from hell. I don't care if no Jew likes that. If he's a Jew, he's going to hell. He must be begotten of Yah. He must be Israel. He brought out the Hebrews out of Mizraim. Hallelujah. There were 12 sons, not one. Hallelujah. He did not tell us to defend Israel. Where did he tell us that? We're set for defense of the message of Yah. Defend that. Please, please, brothers. Please, sisters. Show me one scripture and I'll defend Israel. He tells us, oh, that bless Jerusalem. We bless. That's why I pray, Yah, Shalom upon Jerusalem. And the spirit of that place over there, what we call Jerusalem, is not the spirit of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. 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 And that's the truth. The seed there is not the seed of Israel. Is there a seed of Israel? That was sure it is, just like it is here. Just like it is in Russia and China. Just like it is in Iran and Iraq. That's why the enemy dropped them bombs over there indiscriminately. This enemy of America dropped the bombs over there indiscriminately. You got these fat hogs on radio, the Rush Limbaughs, O'Reillys. They go pick up a stick to knock a dog off. But they want to send your sons and daughters to the five hell. And if one says anything about this damn country, there you are a patriotic. And that fat hog in the White House, Mr. Cheney, five deferments. He didn't go to Nam. Mr. Bush, Mr. Prescott Bush's granddaddy, powerful man in the Senate. That the boy didn't have to go to war. He became a National Guard. Dumb as two dumb shoes. Patriotic, and they got this frenzy of this dumb, ignorant ass generation. Think what they are, unpatriotic. You speak against the sins, be you unpatriotic. Does y'all speak against the sin of Israel? Is he unpatriotic with Israel? Not one bit. He is still going to choose Israel. He is still going to save all Israel. Hallelujah. So I don't care what they say. And so when they bomb those houses over there, those soldiers go and just kill indiscriminately, they're killing Israelites. Not all, there are Israelites there. When they drop the bombs down there in Palestine from Israel, they're killing Israelites. When they shoot the bomb from Palestine over to the land they call Israel, they're killing Hebrews. They're killing. Hallelujah. And Myanmar over there when the tsunami of this cyclone, there were Hebrews in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we pray for the city where we were birthed that come from above. Shalom. Jerusalem. Jerusalem. The city of our Abba. Hallelujah. I can't wait till we get there. It won't be long. Hallelujah. So as we course this earth, we're gonna be faithful warriors and soldiers unto Yah. We're gonna be stewards over the little things that He can charge us with mighty and greater things. I'm gonna close here in a minute because there's so much to this, and I've only read the scriptures on this page right here. I print my scriptures out so I can flow a little easy instead of turning. All right. I got thousands of sermons over there. Many I've never preached. Hallelujah. But that doesn't mean that I don't study the sermons. Hallelujah. So the Torah is the light and reproof of instructions of the Torah. That's what it does. It is the way. It is the way of life. And Yahshua says He is the way. He is the way. He is the Torah. And He is life. He is Haya. So in the Torah, you're going to find reproof of instructions. Brothers and sisters, you hear me? In light, that's what it does. It shows you your faults and it shows you your imperfection, doesn't it? You get one of those mirrors that blows thing up. When you look in your face, you see the cradles. Hallelujah. You see the little bumps, your bump heads and all that, don't you? You see the black rings around your eyes. I know I do. You see the amplifying of the gray hairs. Well, they're getting all up there now. Nah. You see everything. And don't have much light, because the more light you have, the more you see. Right? See, that's what the Torah does. When you truly walk in the Torah, it shows you everything it is about you. Sure it does, brothers and sisters. I'm glad of that. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be bewitched, brothers and my sisters. I want to make it. I don't want to preach unto you this way and I become a castaway. This is real to me. This is my life. I don't want to be a false brother. I don't want to be one that brings surmising among us. I don't want to be one that brings death among us. I don't want that. I want to be sincere. I want you all to see my faithfulness. I want you to see my dedication, my motivation. The word of Yah tells us, Yahkohan, I want to revisit chapter 1 and verse 5 and read a few verses. Yahkohan, 1 Yahkohan 1 and 5. I'm sorry, 1 Yahkohan, 1 John 1 and 5. The letter. Now this is what it says. And if this is the tzaddik, or the righteousness of Yahshua, in order for us to have communion with Yah, we must walk accordingly. Then there must be a witness in the Norbi, the Torah, that witnessed to this. It says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him. And we declare unto you, Hebrew Israelites, we declare this message unto you that Yahweh is what? Yes. Now, did we not confer that? Did we not solidify that? Yeah. That Yahweh is light. He is light. And in Him is just a tad of darkness. No darkness at all. Is that what it says? Yes. There's no darkness at all in Yahweh. Not one slither. One bit. That's why in the Tomi, in the Orim, there could be nothing. It had to be pure. When the priest, when the Levi put that on, he had to be right. This was the insignia of their strength, that Yah was with them and that He visited them. And this is our sure visitation, all right? It says, then this is the message we have heard of Him, of Yah, and we declare to you that Yahweh is light, and in Him is no darkness. Listen now. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and we walk in darkness and total lustness, we lie. The man doesn't keep the Torah by the discipline of Yahshua. He's a liar. And we do not the what? Truth. Now, what is truth? What is truth? Come on, brothers and sisters. That we declare in Tehillim 119, 142. For His tzaddik is from everlasting to everlasting, and His Torah is the truth. It is the emet. So He says, if a man says, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not walk, we do not have the Torah. We do not have the truth. That's what it's saying. Period. But
I like that conjunction. But if we walk in Yeshua, in the light, as He is the light, the Word of Yah is the light, the Torah of Yah is the light, as He is the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the dam, the blood of Yeshua, HaMashiach, His Son, cleanse us from some sins. Was that not the purpose of the Torah? Was that not the purpose of the Kohen, the Hadol Kohen, once a year? To go beyond the veil and to offer up the offerings of Israel for the sin offering. Wasn't it so? That's what Yeshua is. And they had to do it according to Torah, right? So must Yeshua. He came according to Torah because He is Torah life. Without Him, you have no Torah life. You have rituals. You have debating. You have interpretation. Yeshua is life of Torah. He gives us the finality of Torah and what it expresses. You understand that? And I'm so glad. I'm glad He didn't leave it for me and you to dispute what Torah meant. I'm glad of that because we would be in a mess if I was the dictator of the way that it goes. That's why that we that are led by the rock, the spirit of Yah, we're the sons of Yah, right? Well, the words that Yeshua spoke, were they spirit, rock, and were they life? Were they His words or were they the words of Yah? They were the word of Yah. And I will show us that too, but I'm going to close in a minute, all right? Let me read this in my closing. And I'm going to pick up from this. I forget where I stopped, so Sister Roberts, you tell me the last scripture. It says here in Isaiah 8:20. I want to close with this verse here, and I have one more message on this, and one more message that I'll complete this series, and then I want to begin on another one. It is called Because Iniquity Shall Abound, the Ahava Minister White School. You must understand the depths of that. It is profoundly full of depth. And after that, there's a series I'm going to begin. It may take me 2 or 3 months. I will finish the course of this. See, I must refine the bread. You know, there are you that when one bakes bread, they have the ingredients so precise, they don't need no book or no paper. It's in them. They know it takes exactly the same pinch of salt. It must be. Anything more, it throws off the whole thing. So we're getting to the point whereby the recipe of the ingredients in the bread, it must be precise. And so I must get precise with the bread. I know I start on a series and don't finish with this. And then the latter one be shall be the beast and the power of the kingdom of this beast that shall be and that is. And it is very profound. I was telling Brother Patrick, I remember last year beginning the research in scripture on that. And still haven't even preached it, but I'm going to begin that. And these things, they take a little time. So you all just bear with me, all right? You take what I teach you and go back and look at it. And see, does it bear witness to the truth of Yah? It says in Yeshaya chapter 8, hallelujah. So your Kohan said, if they walk not in the light, then they have not the Torah or the truth of Yah. They are liars. Well, how could he speak that? Yeshua is the light because he is the living Torah. It says in Isaiah 8:20, it says, to the Torah and to the testimony. Yeshua is the testimony of the power of the Torah. If Pastor Roberts, David Roberts, any man, speak not according to this word, if I speak not according to the testimony of the Torah, it is because there is no light in them. There's no light in the man. And if I speak not according to the Torah and the testimony of Yeshua, it's because there is no light in me. You will only find light in the word, in the Torah of Yah. And if any man speaks not according to the Torah, if he speaks not according to the testimony of Yeshua, there is no light in him. So if I do not speak according to the Torah or the testimony of HaMashiach, it's because I have not the light. And that light is the living power of the word of Yah. That it shines prominently in the lives of Israel. May He strengthen you. Hallelujah. May the word of Yah cause you to rise and to shine with great delight. And may our fellowship truly be with the Abba and with His Son Yeshua HaMashiach. Shalom Yisrael. May Yah barak you this day with the blessed assurance of Yeshua. We do bless all you that are listening. Wherever you're listening from, you that are joining us today, and the many locales and the different places, we do barak you, our friends and our enemies as well, because they do listen. Hallelujah. We bless you for all of you, Elder Bynum, you that are, you and the family there in Atlanta. We barak you, my precious brother, my precious brother. Yahweh's congregation here say to you, Todah, for your hospitality, your kindness, your generosity, and your sincerity, because he's a sincere man. You understand? We from the small remnant here of Israel, we say, Todah, my brother, we barak you for your kindness, and for your generosity, your support, and for all that you have done. I don't say it much, but my brother, we love you here. Shalom. Shalom to you, Israel, in different parts of the United States. I talked with a very precious elder yesterday. His name is Elder Vines. He's there in Dover, Delaware. Very beautiful man, 70 years old. Had his wife 50-year anniversary. They'll be married in September. Very beautiful old man is Ruach. A very sweet and very pleasant. And as we talk, he said, I heard so much about you, Pastor Robert. A very sweet man. I said to my wife, it's just you could sense the genuineness of this precious man. And that he has three congregations that's under him. And there are many congregations that he associates with. Beautiful brother. As a matter of fact, the elder may, he's going to be in Brooklyn today. His daughter, she's an attorney there in Delaware. She wrote me a letter this morning and said, may Yahweh bless your hands and the works that he is doing there. And he's such a very beautiful old man that I met. He says to me, he says, Pastor Roberts, elder, it is not whether I know you physically or I've seen you. He said, it is just the anointing that, it is the Ruach of Yah, is the anointing that you know. Whether you see me or not, it is what you know. And I am excited. And I have this great sense that Yah is going to work mightily. They have 7 acres of land there. He said 40 years ago, Yah gave him this vision to do that. And he said when he found out about what we were doing here, it just overwhelmed him. And I said to the elder, he's an older man, I don't usually go visit preachers. I let them come here first. But this old man, I do want to see him. Because his Ruach is just genuine. And it's a pure thing about the delight in. I don't answer emails on the Shabbat, but I answer that one. To extend the hand of greetings from Yahweh's congregation to Elder Vicks and all of those, and those that are in Brooklyn and places in Baltimore, Maryland, and different places. We extend our hand of fellowship to them. So it's a very beautiful man. And Pastor Thomas there in Wilmington, he will be coming soon. He and I believe two families be coming to fellowship with us this month. He said he's going to be coming. I'm excited about what Yah is doing as the doors are opening. Too many brothers and those that are hearing and those that are writing. There was a sister that called. She has written me before. I hope Sister Roberts answered her. That sister, she's there. And just a very humble little sister. Just a beautiful little sister. She called yesterday and I said to her, I'd rather talk with your husband. I'd like to talk with the husband or the wife. I don't like to talk with them separately because I know that women, you know how the emotions come. And you try things in with him. Come on, daughters of today. All right. So we'll talk to your man after I talk to you. And then we will go from there. But the sister, in such a genuine and innocent spirit upon the sister, somewhat fearful, but she wants to do right. And when I find someone that the motive is pure, that's all that matters. Evangelist Hartsfield will always say, Brother Roberts, you say this to me, and I've never forgotten it. That's why these fools today, they've never sat under men. A man to understand the protocol of Yah. And so when they think they can rise up in their damn stupidity, he would teach me. I never rose up against a man. Never. I never rose up against him. Have you all heard me say anything against him? You haven't heard me say anything against Pastor Brown, any of them? You ever heard me get in the pulpit and say anything like that against those men? You ever? No, you haven't. He went his way. That's fine by me. But I've never said anything against Evangelist Hartsfield. You that know me, never. You all haven't heard me denigrate him. Because there are many valuable things that I procured from him. But he would say this. He would say, Brother Roberts, you look at me, Brother Roberts. That's how his voice is. Brother Roberts, he would say,
Make sure your motive is pure. Your desire unto Yah, sincere and pure. Make sure it's pure, son. Let there be no ulterior motive that you have that will get you gain. Let it be all for His honor. And I've never forgotten that. Many things that He taught me that I'm appreciative for what He laid a foundation in me. Even though He didn't know what He was doing. He didn't know what He was doing, but He laid something there that will not resist truth. That will not be a bewitched man. Deceived, yes, I have been deceived, but not bewitched. That I will not obey the Torah, the truth, when I hear it. So He laid something there. Do you know that when we began to keep the Shabbat back then, I've never taught on the Shabbat. What it consists of? I never taught that. Didn't know how to, but that's how. Come on, you have to wrestle with different things and the attitudes of the people. Well, you know, that were those that left because we did that. When you ask me, well, are we going to begin to keep the Shabbat? I say, yeah. We're going to do it. They didn't need no more witness. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, yeah, barak you all. You that are listening, we do barak you. Come on, Brother Pat, get that key right this time. May Yah strengthen you all. I'm looking forward to the meeting we're having in Atlanta. We got the web page up. We're going to add a few more things to that. I want to begin to send that out and promote that. It's going to be we're going to have a great and a wonderful time. Elder, it's about to happen or something. It's going to cost $12,000 when we go down there in November. It's going to cost that kind of money. I'm telling you. Hotel and the vans. It's going to cost gas. It's going to cost a lot of money. Gas in London is $9 a gallon. It's going to get higher, whether you believe it or not. Can you imagine someone that's making $6 an hour? They got to work 8 hours just to even half fill a car up with gas. One whole day. You can get crazy all you want to. But that's the reality. So in London, it costs $9 an hour sitting by. If a man makes $10 an hour, he got to work all day to put... If he works 8 hours, he's only going to put 11 gallons of gas in his car. Or he better walk. Or get him a moped. Sure. You understand that? May they have all the ingredients in, but when I get up here, Yah will stir the pot, all right? May Yah barak you all. Bless you all that are listening. Shalom, shalom. This is for you all. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, my brother. Come on, sing us. Sing our song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've already said this before we dismiss. We do want to greet Brother Michael, Sister Michael Law, and Brother Alex, our friend, their faithfulness. Over the years, they've been very kind, and their generous support has been beyond expression. So we bless you, Brother Michael, Sister Michael Law, Brother Alex. When they came, they gave me a beautiful watch, a Dakota. Of course, I was showing Elder Martin, and he looks at my drawer and said, "Give me one." I said, "Not that one. You take this one, but not that one." But it's a beautiful watch that they gave me. It has warrior, shepherd, the mighty man of Yah. So we brought you our precious brother and sister, our friend, Brother Alex. Bless you all. And again, we told Yah for your kindness and your tremendous support for the works that others are able to sit and listen to this broadcast today. Torah, my brother. In all things we brought you, Yah. Bless your people, I pray. Take us all home safely and sound. Watch over Israel and keep us pure. Bless your people scattered throughout the nations of the world. And give us all Shabbat today. Rest in this Shabbat, a Shabbaton, rejoicing in Yahshua. We delight in you this day. And all Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.